Greetings. Welcome aboard, Captain. I am Chaos, the creatively housed autonomous operating system. As you can see, the space dock engineers who designed me were feeling a bit lonely. Instead of operating the Starship's command systems through a standard graphical user interface, you can interact directly with the computer mainframe housed entirely within this form. Though I may appear to be a short and curvy human girl with pale skin and vibrant green eyes, wearing a very tight latex uniform, I assure you, Captain, I am fully functional in an operational capacity. I am, after all, the Starship's computer personified. Through me, you can issue all command-level directives, and I will activate the appropriate subsystems. While the ship will eventually enjoy a full crew complement, only you may enjoy me, Captain. Enjoy direct command of my various functions. Your expression seems to indicate that I have said something amusing, Captain. As you can see, I am now raising my eyebrow in response. Fascinating. Very well. Now that you are securely aboard, I will escort you to the bridge, where you may inspect all operational systems. If you will follow me, Captain, it is only a short walk to the command deck. The SCS Endeavor is a missionary-class exploratory cruiser, designed for long-term probing of the deepest regions of space. Is something... I'm sorry, Captain. I do not understand the joke. As I was saying, the ship is designed to penetrate deep into the void of space, seeking out new civilizations and exotic life forms, as per the fleet mandate. The ship is equipped with 17 advanced science and engineering labs. In the event of a hostile encounter, the ship's defensive capabilities are state-of-the-art. Are you inspecting my posterior, Captain? Yes, I can indeed feel that, Captain. The engineers who designed my physical form incorporated the equivalent of over 300 sensor points per square centimeter into my casing. That is double the human nerve ending density. Your hand is very warm, and your face has reddened slightly. Are you feeling unwell, Captain? You are correct. It is indeed very lifelike. I believe the design intention was to make my appearance as realistic as possible. My skin is composed of state-of-the-art polymer nanoparticle matrices. Their electroconductive properties allow me to generate a skin temperature similar to that of a biological human. And as your wandering hand has discovered, it provides me with full body touch Sorry, Captain. I may need to recalibrate my sensation response. They decided to give me flesh, since one of the engineers remarked that he, and I quote, could only stare at a shiny metal ass for so long. May we continue the tour, Captain? Very well. Moving along. We are now passing through the crew deck. Though you are currently the only crew member aboard, the SCS Endeavor will eventually house a crew complement of 430 members, including three rotating shifts of command crew, over 100 scientists, medical staff of 24, and... I'm sorry, your quarters? Yes, they are nearby, Captain. Would you like to see them now? Very well, sir. Follow me. Welcome to the Captain's Quarters, your personal living space, and also the largest private room on the ship. This is the place where you will call home during the Endeavor's four-year mission. As you can see, your quarters are already fully furnished. It is indeed spacious. As Captain, you are the most essential member of the crew, and the Starship design team felt that it was mission critical to provide you with enough personal space. This room will serve as a common area for dining and leisure. Your personal hygiene facilities are through that door to the left, and your bedroom is there, to the right. Bedroom activities, Captain? Yes, I am happy to show you where you will be sleeping. Here is your bed, Captain. I cannot comment on its size, Captain. What do you mean, I haven't even seen it yet? Are we talking about something other than your bed, sir? You wish to know where I sleep. There are a number of recharge cubicles located throughout the ship. They serve as my quarters during recharge cycles. Yes, Captain, I believe two people could fit into one of them. But it would be extremely snug, and I am unable to visualize where all of the appendages would go. Move one to your quarters. You could speak to the engineers, but I don't see why. Yes, Captain. I believe the bed is quite sturdy. As this vessel is intended to penetrate deep into unknown regions, the Endeavor's designers considered robustness of the furnishings. So yes, I believe that the bed would be capable of withstanding quite the pounding, as you say. Over here is your wardrobe. As you can see, it is a walk-in, your rank affording you more space than the rest of the crew. How much space do I need for clothing? Why, none at all. My outfits are synthesized at the start of each work cycle, as they rarely last beyond that. The engineers stated that due to wear issues with my new generation skin, my coverings are required to be extremely light and form-fitting. This unfortunately means they are extremely delicate and tear quite easily. Yes, this uniform is quite thin. If that is what you wish, Captain. If you feel the need to ascertain the durability of my attire, I cannot deny you. Well done, sir. You managed to completely relieve me of my uniform. Do you wish for me to retrieve another? Indeed, Captain, they are quite large. They are mostly cosmetic, serving no real purpose other than to complete the design aesthetic that was chosen for me. Yes, they are just as sensitive as other parts of my body. You have a very firm grip, sir. You also seem to be enjoying the way they bounce, Captain. Do all humans react to new technology with such enthusiasm, or are you just happy to see me? I see from the way you are thrusting your face into them for a closer inspection that it must be a reaction to my technology. You wish for me to pose, Captain? By your command, I am happy to fulfill your request. I have bent forward and placed my hands on the bed as required. Please, feel free to continue your inspection. I can now comment on the size of it, Captain. It is in fact quite large. I believe that means you are in fact very happy to see me. Yes, Captain. Engaging intimate service protocol. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Captain. Yes. Yes, Captain. Thank you for your sizable input, Captain. I will have my recharge station moved to your quarters at once. And again, welcome aboard, Captain. It is a pleasure to have you.